Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
It is 7 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, fire season in California.
The location of the fire may make that call. At what point evacuation should go into effect?
Residents in the small Lake Tahoe town of Markleyville are on high alert tonight as the 9,500-acre Washington fire continues to burn. The fire broke out on Saturday night, 30 miles south of Tahoe, and powerful winds have been driving the flames. But Larry Lucas with the U.S. Forest Service says fire crews caught a break today.
It's not blowing at near the intensity we were anticipating. That unlike yesterday, we were able to use all of our air resources. We have helicopters, very large air tankers.
No residents have been ordered to evacuate, though some campgrounds have been closed. The Washington fire is just 10% contained. Meanwhile, in Southern California tonight, a much bigger fire is burning out of control in the San Bernardino Mountains east of Los Angeles. More on that story from correspondent Jim Roop.
More than 17,300 acres have been consumed in what's called the Lake Fire in the San Bernardino National Forest, the smoke from which can be seen as far away as the Grand Canyon. Lee Beyer with the U.S. Forest Service says just under 2,000 personnel are on the blaze, both on the ground and from the air.
That includes 5 air tankers and 16 helicopters. We have 131 fire engines and 16 water tenders and 7 dozers.
The dozers are used to cut containment lines, along with extremely hot and dry conditions, steep terrain, and rolling debris are concerns.
The lake fire is just 21% contained. The search for water resulting in a troubling discovery in Sacramento. The Sacramento Bee is reporting that 6 of the 11 water wells tested near the old McClellan Air Force Base are showing high levels of chromium-6. That's a known carcinogen. President Barack Obama making headlines for dropping the N-word during a podcast. In an interview centered on last week's shooting in Charleston, he told comedian Mark Maron the legacy of slavery, Jim Crow, and discrimination still hangs over this country.
We're not cured of it.
Racism.
We are not cured of.
Clearly.
And it's not just a matter of it not being polite to say nigger in public. That's not the measure of whether racism still exists or not.
The White House says the president doesn't regret using the N-word and makes the put to make his point and didn't plan on using it going into the interview. Still, the remark was frank for a usually cautious speaker, but as KGO 810's Mike Simpson reports, was it appropriate?
Whether or not it is beneath the dignity of his office.
That was Fox and Friends. This was Congressman James Clyburn on MSNBC.
President Obama was being the professor that he used to be before he became a United States senator.
And professors do use it to make a point. James Taylor at USF is one of them.
You know, it's always provocative to sort of shock students.
But Taylor says look to the context in the whole conversation, racism versus overt racism.
I can imagine that he and Michelle would have these conversations.
And he doesn't believe it's beneath either.
More fallout from that deadly church shooting. Today, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley calling for the Confederate flag to be removed from the grounds of the State House. Haley says there are those in the state who fly the flag on their property, but there are many others who see it as a symbol of hatred.
For those who wish to show their respect for the flag on their private property, no one will stand in your way. But the State House is different. And the events of this past week call upon us to look at this in a different way.
Both of South Carolina's United States senators say flying the flag must go. Back here in the Bay Area, those 7 Irish students who survived that deadly balcony collapse in Berkeley remain in the hospital. A Catholic priest with knowledge of the 7 people say the students face a long and physical mental recovery and probably won't return to Ireland anytime soon. 2 of the injured are listed in fair condition. It is not known, though, how the other 5 are doing. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:04.
I don't know. I wouldn't say we're rich, but, but we're comfortable. We got here the hard way by putting everything into our business and sacrificing our own personal gains. But we don't own any fancy cars, don't get me wrong, or take expensive trips. I mean, everything has gone into our company. And now we're at a point where we want to enjoy the fruits of our labor. You know, we're proud of what we did. We need more than just a savings account. We need a bank that helps us develop a plan to grow and protect what we've built. I guess I could say that I expect my bank to work as hard as we have for our money.
When it's time, come to Comerica.
From succession plans and investments to tax and wealth planning, we've been helping business owners build and protect their wealth for over 164 years. To learn more, schedule an appointment with a Comerica Wealth Management Advisor and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now for Traffic on the Fives, and we welcome Lee Graham to the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers at NorCalHondaDealers.com. We'll start in San Mateo, southbound 101 at Poplar Avenue. An accident off to the right shoulder now and clearing. Also back at Broadway, another accident moved to the center divider in the construction area there. It's also clearing. Your stop and go still from East Poplar back to Millbrae Avenue in Millbrae. Fremont, northbound 880 at Auto Mall Parkway. A fender bender there that's just been moved to the right shoulder. Traffic is relaxing from Fremont Boulevard. Eastbound 80 at Treasure Island, you got a stalled Toyota that was in the left lane. They should have gotten it out of the way by now. No slowdowns on the lower deck. The upper deck is jammed about halfway past Treasure Island, and the Skyway is a parking lot in both directions. The July 4th Honda sales event is on now at your Northern California Honda dealers. Come in today for historic savings on new Civics, Accords, CRVs, and more. And first look at the all-new HRV. For details, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Another gorgeous day around the Bay Area today, but this week brings another heat wave. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
For the afternoon, upper 50s coastside to the upper 80s inland. A little bit warmer for your Wednesday, but by Thursday, they're going to shoot up. But we're not talking about a couple of degrees. We're talking about 5 to 10 degree increase across the Bay Area. Upper 60s to the low 100s. Warm at our beaches, hot inland.
And then another cool down that will commence through the weekend, but not much of a cool down. Right now around the Bay Area, clear and warm, lots of sunshine. The hot spot is in Fairfield, checking in at 81 degrees. It's 70 in Napa, 68 in Oakland, 57 in Half Moon Bay, 72 in San Jose, and 60 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo!
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
This summer's gonna hurt
like a mother. Are you having a good summer so far?
Hey, everybody pees in the pool.
Time for summer reading. There's nothing I love more than plopping down on the beach with a good page turner.
I got a little bit of sun, I relaxed, I read a lot.
Summer also means men wearing open-toed shoes.
The bikini thing is neither here nor there.
You are not wearing that to Buckle and Shari's pool party.
This summer's gonna hurt like a mother. Aha.
Aha. And summer is here, the second official day.
God, I hope it's not gonna hurt.
And tomorrow, the high inland is 102 degrees. So it's on.
Are you kidding me?
By the way, I heard, yeah, was that Homer in there talking about peeing in the pool? So here, isn't this fun that the CDC in Atlanta just released this information today? Today, the CDC said on why you sometimes get red, itchy, or burning eyes when you go swimming in a pool. We assume for years it was a reaction to the chlorine, right? Yes. I mean, that's what it is. It's the chlorine. No, it's actually because of all of the people peeing in the water. It turns out that the chlorine binds itself to the bacteria it's trying to kill. And that includes all the bacteria in your pee and your sweat. Those chemical bonds are irritants that cause your eyes to burn and sting. There's really nothing you can do to avoid it. I mean, you can be part of the solution and shower before you swim and, you know, be a basic human, decent being. You know, decent human being and not pee in the pool, but...
Interesting.
Other people's kids and your kids and other people's adults, yes.
Get down with the OP, pee.
Yes, now you know. It's not the chlorine. That's a fun fact to have. Speaking of factoids, Americans spend twice as much suing each other as they do on cars. How about this one? The last single of the 20th century was top 40 single.
Oh, the
Thong Song.
Oh,
by
how
Cisco.
Embarrassing.
Yes, it was released on December 31st, 1999. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wonder what's been going on with the world, it was Cisco. That's how we started the millennium.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
With the Thong Song.
But on the other hand, everybody played We're Gonna Party Like It's 1999.
Yeah, I know, but that was the last single. Okay. Here's another one. Hormel is the company that makes Spam, and they hate that junk mail is called Spam.
So, they need to get on with their lives.
No one in the company is allowed to call it that. They have to call it unwanted email.
Well, it would be really confusing if you work at Spam.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, I got the Spam.
Don't you love that? I think it's great. Oh, look at all this unwanted mail I'm getting. It's driving me effing crazy. In London, speaking of mail, in London in the 1800s, mail was delivered 12 times a day.
Shut up.
So they had their own form of email in the 1800s in London.
You've got
eight
mail.
Times a day.
You've got mail.
You've got mail. Eight times a day. All right. And breaking as we were coming in, what is going on with Sean Diddy Combs? P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, whatever he is. I guess he's just Diddy now.
Oh, there's P in your pool.
Yes.
I mean Diddy.
In his attitude, I guess he got a little pissy. Sean Diddy Combs was arrested this afternoon by the UCLA Police Department on a charge of assault with a deadly weapon, which was a kettlebell.
Working out.
Which is a standing weight. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, 12, 15, 16, 18, 20 pounds. Diddy's son, Justin Combs, he's a defensive back on the football team. So apparently, according to TMZ, he got into a dispute with the assistant football coach.
He's one of those parents.
Yes, apparently so.
Oh, put my kid in.
No one was seriously injured, and the campus police departments continued to investigate the matter. The hip-hop music mogul was expected to be transported to the sheriff's department and released later this evening.
Yeah. Yikes.
And already UCLA is having to issue a statement about this. I'm thankful that our staff showed the level of professionalism that they did in handling this situation. Well, thank you. Yes. Glad that worked out for everybody. What's that all about? Yeah, he's one of those parents. Helicopter parents.
Yeah, exactly. What are you even doing there? Leave the kid alone and let him have his practice.
And you broke this story. Actually, our intern Janine broke this story on Friday. Beats headphones cost hundreds of dollars, but they only use $17 worth of parts. One of the most expensive parts is the metal that doesn't have any purpose whatsoever, except yes, making them feel heavier so they don't feel so cheap. You know, the heavier things are, the more luxury
we think
they are.
It's going to work.
They are. Right, yeah, so, yeah. That's a thing. And Taylor Swift is, yes, your girlfriend, Taylor. She is weighing in, and today she scolded Apple Music for not paying artists, and Apple caved. And by the way, I'm kind of sort of with her on this. She didn't like the whole free Apple plan right now. She didn't like that Apple was planning to not pay artists during the first trial of their new streaming service. She said, quote, I find it to be shocking, disappointing, and completely, you know, like this historically progressive and generous company than someone from Apple, and you would think they'd pay up after all. And she just said, it's not fair. You know, 3 months is a long time to go unpaid.
Huh.
And it's unfair to ask anyone to do work for nothing. And she said, and so she does clarify here, I'm not speaking as a, quote, spoiled, petulant child, but for smaller artists who are struggling to make ends meet. Yeah, pay up.
That's what I was thinking is it's important.
Cool. Yeah, Apple was cool. They agreed.
To have somebody like her on the front line say something on behalf of all the little guys who really could have used a little paycheck between now and, say, last February or whenever 3 months ago was, you know? I mean, she's right.
And Apple stepped up and did the right
thing. I can't believe she and I are agreeing on something.
Look at that. There's hope for all of us. I guess.
Our little Taylor's growing
except
up.
Except people are going to still continue to pee in the pool. All right. And finally, while we're talking about Apple, let's move over to Planet Google and their plans to censor unauthorized nude photos. Yeah, they're going to crack down on revenge porn. This is great. The new rules announced to allow people whose naked pictures have been posted on the website without their permission to ask Google to prevent links to the image from appearing in its search results. A form for submitting the censorship requests should be available within the next few weeks. I mean,
let me guess. I'll just Google it.
Yeah, just Google it, please. So, hey, I give them
censorship
credit. Look,
form.
Again, I issued credit to Apple as deserved, okay? So I give credit to Google because they traditionally forever have resisted efforts to erase online content from its search engine. Mm-hmm. You know, their idea and their judgment is always about the information, the images should be limited to how relevant the material is to each person's query. So this is a big step for them, and yeah. I like it. Yeah. So, you know, the ex-spouses, the partners in broken romances, the extortionists.
Yeah.
Be damned.
Well, they're following a trend because we did this story quite some time ago.
Well, they're doing it.
And I think, what, Twitter, there were other people that
That's right.
were at the forefront of the
yes,
march
Reddit,
toward
it,
yeah,
yeah,
saving
yeah,
people. That's it. Reddit. Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break and let's get to it. Our first guest is coming up. And America says, now is the time to talk about gun control. Now is the time to have the conversation. We will have with us Mike.
McLively.
McLively.
Yeah, only 90% of us feel this way.
Well, we'll get to that 90% coming up. Yes, and we'll discuss in just a minute, so don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Let's check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. For those of you commuting out of or through Livermore on 580 eastbound, just get ready for a wait. Traffic is still stop and go from South Vasco Road almost to the 205 split. You got no problems whatsoever, though, on the westbound side. San Jose, southbound 680 at McKee, an accident there has been moved to the right shoulder, but traffic is still jammed back to Hostetter. And in San Mateo, southbound 101 at Poplar Avenue, they're still trying to clear an accident that's on the right shoulder, and also another one back at Broadway just about cleared. It's in the center divider there in the construction area. So you're still stop and go from East Poplar back to about Millbrae Avenue in Millbrae. Now, in the city, the Skyway westbound is looking fantastic, almost no delays now, but eastbound side is still a parking lot, and so is northbound 101 heading up to the Skyway. You're jammed solidly from just before Cesar Chavez all the way to the Skyway. Oakland Airport is growing, and new service to 10 destinations across North America means up to 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of them. That's a $66 value. Find out more at oaklandairport.com/parkfree. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
One of the most advanced and successful groups of the 1970s with a sound like no other, Steely Dan. Are you reeling in the east? Steely Dan, along with Elvis Costello and the Imposters, Saturday, July 11th at Shoreline Amphitheater. Visit the contest page at KGORadio.com for your chance to win tickets or buy them at LiveNation.com. Steely Dan and Elvis Costello from KGO 810.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com. I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 4 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
If you have Medicare, Walgreens has good news. Because with the new balanced rewards, it's easier than ever to earn points, even with Medicare. Now, you'll get points for every prescription and immunization every day. And more points mean more rewards. To see all the new ways to earn points and get rewards, simply visit walgreens.com/more points. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions apply. For details, visit walgreens.com/balance.
It's not just summertime. It's crunch time.
Looking forward to that demo derby.
Munch time.
Got some good quesadillas out here. Of course, fried everything.
Stand up and jump time.
I love watching the free concerts.
I'm going to see at least two.
There's pickup and run time.
Can't wait to see those cowboys on the bull.
Kaboom time.
Fireworks are amazing.
Rock the red, white, and blue as the Alameda County Fair returns just in time for summer with big shows, big concerts, and big fun. June 17th through July 5th.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinicky, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique find, fund, and flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my find, fund, and flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-864-9517. Call now, and Chad will give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-864-9517. That's 800-864-9517.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Good evening, everybody. This is the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com, or download the app in the App Store today. KGO Radio, and we KGO go wherever you go. Okay, so it's the obvious, I think, for sure. Americans say now is the right time to discuss gun control. As a matter of fact, yesterday, Charleston's Mayor Joseph Riley says the lack of gun control in this country is insane. His words, it's insane the number of guns and the ease of guns in America. It just doesn't fit with the other achievements of this great country. And several, including our president, Obama, and frontrunner Secretary Clinton, they've all discussed this and once again are following up and asking that we take action on gun control following this massacre. But if you've heard the president speak, even he is so weary. This is the 12th or 13th time he's had to stand in front of the country and say, let's do something. And when we think about what happened after Sandy Hook in Newtown, you know, 90% of Americans were for a gun buyer background check that was supported. And it should have passed, but yet it didn't. So I want to welcome to the conversation. We have, yes, it is Mike McLively, if I have that right. And we're going to talk about gun control legislation. Thank you very much for joining me, Mike. Good evening.
Hey, good evening. Thanks so much for having me.
So now's the time. Would you agree?
Absolutely. It's now is the time. It's been the time for a long time, for several decades now. And I think, after a tragedy like this, obviously there's a lot of sadness and pain, but it's absolutely appropriate to reflect on, you know, what are we doing about guns in this country? And it's a huge problem that we need to address.
And we need specific regulations, and I'm curious as to what your thoughts on those should be.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, when you look at South Carolina, one of the things we do at the Law Center to prevent gun violence, which is where I work, is we give states a grade based on the strength or weakness of their gun laws. And South Carolina is among the 27 states that get an F grade from our organization. So in other words, they're doing basically nothing beyond the bare minimum to regulate guns. We think one of the really common sense policies that make a lot of sense is a universal background check.
That's correct.
It's one of the really basic things that we're not doing. There's been no movement on it on the federal level, but where we have seen some movement is at the state level, and recently both Washington and Oregon states have passed background check laws. So there is some reason to be optimistic that at least at the state level, this can get passed.
Well, as I mentioned at the start of our conversation after Sandy Hook, and 90% of Americans wanted universal background checks, it failed. Why did it fail?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons. I think part of it is politically, for several decades, the NRA has really been sort of the only show in town on this issue. Mm-hmm. And they've exercised a lot of influence, and they sort of do the opposite of what we do, which is give grades to individual legislators based on their record. And, you know, if they vote for any sort of gun control law or legislation whatsoever, you know, they end up getting a bad grade, and they're afraid of the political repercussions of that. And I think what we saw sort of play out after Sandy Hook was that sort of old political model where the NRA exercises sort of disproportionate influence over our political system. And even though 90%, and still I just saw today another poll saying that still now 90% of people favor background checks. And, you know, this was put directly to the people in Washington, and it passed by a pretty huge margin. So
yes, if there would have been a background check, they would have found this guy had some things against him. Specifically, he had some drug charges, and he would not have been issued a permit to have a gun. They wouldn't have given it to him.
Right. Well, yeah, and in this particular case, I think the facts are still coming out. It's hard to know with the Charleston shooting exactly what would have happened. But in general, it's pretty easy to see how a background check makes it harder for somebody to get a gun. And in South Carolina, for example, let's say he did have a felony in his background, for example, he would have been denied at a gun store because that's the federally licensed dealers, that's who's doing background checks. Had he been denied, he could have easily gone to his next door neighbor, a private seller, and said, "Hey, I want to buy
yes,
a gun," and
or
he
a
would
gun
have been
show.
Able to get it, no questions asked, or yeah. a gun show, any number of places. So that's why this is such an important policy.
It's so appalling that people are okay with this, apparently. And how? Let's explain really quickly that if 90% of the U.S. agrees on something
in a bipartisan way, yes.
How is it not political suicide to not side with most of Americans? This is the only thing that as a country we seem to agree on.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And I think part of that is what we sort of call the intensity gap on this issue, where the people who end up speaking out and speaking up and calling their legislators and really making a lot of noise are people on the pro-gun side, and they've sort of drawn the line in the sand of any sort of gun control, whatever, no matter how reasonable or common sense the law in question might be, we're going to oppose it. And, you know, interestingly and sort of sadly, those are the people that make their voices heard, and I think that's what really needs to change in this whole debate is people on the side of common sense, you know, that sort of silent majority of people that are really in favor of these policies, but when it comes down to the wire and there's actually a bill in front of a legislator and somebody's voting, you know, they don't call their local representatives. Mm. They don't call in and say, this is something we want. And that's really something that has to change. And so when people face this tragedy and ask themselves, what can we do? What can we do to make a difference? It's something all of us can do is pick up the phone and just call your representative.
This time we're marching in the streets.
Yeah, this time. And then we'll talk about the NRA on the other side because they have weighed in, at least one of their board members. It's reprehensible what he said, but that's okay. I'll say it. I'll repeat it. And if you have a comment, the number's 808-0810. Where do you stand on universal background checks? This is very simple. We're not taking your guns away, people, but it's time for new restrictions and new policy. 808-0810. We're speaking with Mike McLively, and he is with the Law Center to Prevent Violence in Oakland. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Love, loyalty, and courage in the face of tyranny. Join Michael Tilson Thomas as he leads the San Francisco Symphony and Chorus in a concert performance of Beethoven's only opera, Fidelio, an inspiring tale of courage and the power of love. The internationally renowned cast features soprano Nina Stema, who The Independent claims gave a wonderfully burnished performance as Leonore. Then join the San Francisco Symphony on June 30th for Beethoven's iconic Fifth Symphony. For tickets and information, call 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org.
Americans say now is the right time to discuss gun control. We're discussing 808-0810. First, John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Thank you, Drex. Our top story at the bottom of the hour, desperate times bring desperate measures.
We'll open up the shoulder of the Richmond-Santa Fe Bridge, eastbound lower deck, in the afternoons and use that shoulder as a third lane.
Traffic is so bad in parts of Marin County, Caltrans is planning to intervene with changes to the Richmond-Santa Fe Bridge, a radical change in the wake of a growing problem called traffic jumping.
Traffic jumping is when a driver stuck in a backup takes an exit, whips up to the next on-ramp, and gets back on, sneaking further up the road. That doesn't play well in Marin, where the CHP has already started cracking down on traffic jumpers at the Marinwood exit.
That line would back up so much that people would begin making turns into the community.
CHP officer Andrew Barclay says they're also working with Caltrans, and they've got traffic signs changed on the San Quentin off-ramp from eastbound 580.
We have officers at the bottom of the ramps who will monitor traffic, and anybody seen jumping on and off can't be stopped inside it.
But KGO 810's Kim McAllister tells us that change on the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge won't happen until the fall of 2017. The man who composed the score to the blockbuster movie Titanic is dead tonight following a plane crash in Ventura County. 61-year-old James Horner was flying his Toscano NK1 turboprop when it went down this morning in the Los Padres National Forest. No one else was on board the plane. The crash is under investigation.
Our training is going to be much more thorough and much more complete than the FAA requires.
Welcome to Drone University. It's a hedge on the future by a Sacramento man who thinks new pilots are going to need training when it comes to drones. Here's KGO 810's Paul Rogers.
John Riga thinks drone use will explode in the next few months.
Well, the FAA just last Thursday announced that because of the pressure from Congress and large corporations, they have committed to coming out with a ruling on a fast-track basis.
Corporations like Amazon, which wants to start delivering packages with drones ASAP, how big of an industry is this expected to be? About $80 billion.
It'll be manufacturers of drones, licensed pilots earning income, sales and service.
Classes are slated for San Francisco and Walnut Creek.
Hip-hop mogul P. Diddy is in trouble tonight. Diddy, whose real name is Sean Combs, was arrested at UCLA today for assault with a deadly weapon for allegedly attacking a football coach. Diddy's son is a junior defensive back on the Bruins football team. He's played just a handful of games in 3 years. No one seriously injured. The weapon, reportedly a kettlebell, a weight used in lifting exercises. Well, it was a breakfast burrito that lured a man out of a crane near San Jose City Hall today. KGO 810's Jeannie Lynch reports.
He was homeless, hungry, confused, and drunk. So 39-year-old Alam Skander spent 14 hours last night perched in the cab of a crane. Lieutenant Eduardo Pedrera.
He's despondent. He's at times incoherent.
The crisis intervention team tried to coax him down, but he didn't budge until 14 hours later. He began his descent.
On a blowhorn, calling out to him, communicating with him, and he's yelling down.
The intersection was jammed with onlookers.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather on the fives. KGO News Time is 7:33.
I noted that tire tracks leading into the joint were different than the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low prices, no appointment necessary. Someone needed new tires, and they needed them now.
Get up to $120 in mail-in rebates on select tires when you use the QuickLane credit card. QuickLane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with QuickLane credit card rebate or offer. See your participating QuickLane for details through 6/30/15.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-698-2121 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-698-2121, 1-800-698-2121. That's 1-800-698-2121.
It is 7:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. The Nimitz is just about clear of any issues at the moment. You do have some brief slowdowns in stretches in the northbound direction from Whipple Road in Union City up to West A Street in Hayward, but that's it. Antioch, eastbound 4, still trying to relax and still crawling between Love Ridge and Contra Loma Boulevard. Livermore, 580 eastbound from South Vasco to the 205 split, relaxing very nicely, and now only minor slowdowns in pockets through there. Santa Clara, construction at 87 is helping to keep you bumper-to-bumper back to Lafayette Street. And Burlingame, San Mateo, southbound 101 at Poplar Avenue, that accident finally cleared. Traffic is relaxing from just before Peninsula Avenue. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now your Bay Area weather forecast. You'll start your Tuesday morning with cool, overcast skies, even a chance of drizzle along the coast. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Blue skies, bay and inland. Highs will be in the upper 50s to the upper 80s. As we head towards Wednesday, fog will come in. It'll burn off. Sun will be out. Warmer conditions expected all around. Low 60s to the low 90s. And after that, on Thursday, we're going to get a one-day heat spell, if you will. Inland highs are going to be in the triple digits.
Still sunny and mild around the Bay Area right now. 64 degrees in Dublin, 66 in Walnut Creek. We've got 68 in Napa, 66 in Oakland, 70 in San Jose, 60 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Now is the time to discuss gun control. It certainly is. Thank you very much, John Lobertini. Charleston Mayor Joseph Riley said yesterday that the lack of gun control in this country is just insane. It's insane, the number of guns and the ease in which you can get them. It just doesn't fit with the other achievements of this great country. All right? And so we're talking about it with Mike McLively, and he is with the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. And I thank you very much for joining us. Now, 90%, Mike, after Sandy Hook and Newtown, after all of those students, those children were gunned down, 90% of America wanted universal background checks, but that yet they didn't do it. And as we mentioned going into the break, there was a bipartisan effort on both parties to pass this. And then I don't know what happened. Sooner or later, the dirty little acronym NRA must have snuck in there and did their dirty deed.
Yeah, I think that was certainly part of it. And there were a small handful of Democratic senators that at the sort of the last minute ended up, switching their vote, I think, out of fear that voting for universal background checks would hurt their upcoming reelection runs. And so if you look at sort of the money that's behind the NRA, with revenue of something like $250 million, and they spend millions of dollars each election cycle, stacked up against, even if you add up sort of all the other gun violence prevention groups on the other side, it's a much, much smaller number, although growing. And so I would argue that the fight's getting certainly more fair. But back then, 2 years ago, the NRA really was sort of the only show in town and, was able to do what they do best, which is bully politicians into voting down what's really common sense gun legislation that's supported by a big chunk of the country.
And literally pay for the votes.
Right.
Well, they'll throw a couple hundred million dollars at a super PAC and say that they weren't paying them off individually. Yes, NRA board member blames murdered reverend for congregant's death. This was a tweet that came out
last week, right after the shooting, and he said something else to consider. The pastor of this church who was killed is a state legislator in South Carolina, and he voted against concealed carry. Eight of his church members who might be alive if he expressly allowed members to carry handguns in church are dead. Innocent people died because of his position on a political issue. Of course, the tweet was quickly removed, but it went out and it was out there. That's the mindset we're up against.
Yeah, absolutely. And anytime there's a tragedy like this, that's usually what you hear from the gun lobby is, you know, what we need to do is get guns into more places, get guns into schools where our children are, put them into churches, you know, any location you can think of. The answer is more guns, more guns, more guns. And I think what we have to ask ourselves is, are they saying that because they genuinely believe it will make us safer, or is it because they represent the gun manufacturers who make money every time there's a gun sale? I mean, it's not that hard to figure out sort of what the motivation here is behind that sort of logic.
And Heather, I want to just interrupt for a second, because here's what's going to happen when this conversation starts. Guess who wins? Smith & Wesson and all those guys who make guns. Gun sales will go through the roof. Because people,
they do want you to believe that you will be safer if you buy a gun as well.
No, the other side of our argument fears that we're going to take their guns away. And that's not the position. That's not the position.
No, absolutely not. And moreover, that taking people's guns away is literally at this point unconstitutional. So that's just completely off the table. And I think it takes away that argument that, well, this is just a slippery slope to, you know, disarming the entire American population.
Never going to happen. You know, the man who moved George W. Bush's lips, Karl Rove, has said openly, there's only one way guns are going to go in this country, and that's to repeal the Second Amendment. It's never going to happen.
Yeah, what's interesting is I personally, in my job with the Law Center, I track Second Amendment litigation, and there's been lots and lots of cases in the last few years, and very few laws have been struck down. Really, in 2008, there was a handgun prohibition in D.C., so literally no handguns, and that was struck down. But since then, everything from background checks to limits on ammunition magazine size, all those sorts of sort of common sense in the middle policies have been upheld. So the Second Amendment really doesn't stand for the idea that you can never regulate guns. It just means that you need to do it in a reasonable fashion.
Well, that's what I wish all of the NRA members would understand, and not the horrible rhetoric that comes out from their board members, such as this particular individual. You know, what I also want to discuss with you, Mike, is your work on concealed carry here in California. It is an issue, and, you know, looking at this, the background of this story, there's been a dramatic change in Sacramento itself. After just one election, and it seems to me that the sheriffs are making the decisions who can conceal carry. For instance, in Sacramento, you know, handing out permits, I guess, like it's a Pez dispenser or something up there. Sacramento has 5,169 active concealed carries with almost 1,400 more pending. San Francisco has two active and four pending, and I don't, as far as the sheriff's concerned, Mercurimi, I don't think he's issued any and has no intention.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because under California law, sheriffs are given discretion in issuing permits, and California has one of the more restrictive permitting systems that prevents a lot of people from carrying a firearm concealed in public. And you compare it to a state like Florida that has a really loose system, they've got about 1.3 million people licensed to carry firearms in public. So compare that to California, where we have about 70,000 people for a much bigger population, and you can sort of see where, you know, how that law is working. And it really is up to sheriffs to make the call. And I think there's actually a certain amount of sense to that, because they can sort of make a decision based on, is this a rural county where there's not a heavy population? Is it an urban area where there's lots of people sharing streets and public places? And so that's a system that's been challenged in the courts, and there's a big court hearing just a few days ago about whether or not the system that we have here in California is constitutional.
I would challenge this by saying, okay, well, then what's up with Sacramento and that sheriff? That's a very important city, and there's a lot of folks up there. And, you know, one of the ways this sheriff allegedly got elected was saying, I am going to issue these permits, and so therefore he is.
Right. No, that's true. And I mean, so that is, in that county, I mean, not going the way that we think makes sense, but in the majority of counties, I think sheriffs are being a little more discriminate about issuing permits. And, you know, to the extent that this sheriff will be accountable to the political system. If that is working out in Sacramento, then I'm sure they'll continue to do it. But if they find that there's an increase with problems, that, you know, the first time somebody with a concealed carry permit ends up shooting somebody or doing something like what we saw in Charleston, that'll probably be a different issue. But at least the sheriffs have the option. If this lawsuit that I'm talking about goes, you know, the wrong way and California's system gets struck down, sheriffs won't even have the option of denying permits. They'll basically be forced to hand them out like candy. We'll end up with a million people permitted in our state, just like in Florida.
Mike, since you're with the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, where do you stand? Do you stand on open carry, a concealed carry, or no carry?
Well, I think the way the Second Amendment is being interpreted these days, some form of carry needs to be allowed. It's a pretty tough policy debate. I think the way California is doing it right now makes some sense, where open carry is more or less prohibited and concealed carry is allowed, but within pretty narrow confines. I think that makes a lot of sense.
So I just want you to clear something up for me.
Sure.
If I get the concealed carry permit in Sacramento, mm-hmm. can I conceal carry in San Francisco and other
Great
parts
question.
Of the state?
Yes.
Your permit's just valid where in the county where it was issued.
Oh, okay. So at least we have that.
Leave your gun in Sacramento.
Right.
So what's really interesting, too, I think, to point out just for the listeners, is that with these concealed carry permits, the registration or the people that are asking to get them, it's highest in the least populated areas, I believe, as we looked
right,
at an interactive
right.
map.
Yeah,
and you almost thought it was different because in our heads we're like, oh, Compton, L.A., you know, San Francisco, big urban areas with urban
right.
blight and stuff like that. Everybody's got guns.
Well, that
and
doesn't mean
the
they're
opposite.
Not concealing them. They're just concealing them illegally.
Right, that could be. But, yeah, it's interesting that the permits are being issued at a much higher rate in rural counties. And I think the logic behind that is less people on the, you know, out on the streets, less people bumping into each other, whereas in a dense urban area, you've just got lots of people sharing public spaces.
Hmm. I wonder what's next. You know, I think about Texas all the time. Are they open carry or concealed carry?
Actually, interestingly, in Texas, they've prohibited and have for a long time have prohibited open carry. So they only have concealed carry. And there was a lot of sort of political push this year by gun rights people to allow open carry. But so far, that hasn't happened yet.
Well, as I recall, because I spent off and on almost 20 years in Texas, and as I recall, when the Denny's massacre happened, I think we're, you know, I forget all the details. I try to block some of these things out of my brain because it's so hurtful. Dozens and dozens of people were murdered at this Denny's. I think you know what I'm talking about, that case.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed then that they came together and came to a conclusion pretty quickly about the concealed carry.
Right, right. Well, yeah, the reality is that the Violence Policy Center is another organization that's done a lot of research on this, and people who have been issued permits still end up, you know, committing crimes at a pretty high rate, and it's important to at least limit who can conceal carry. And just to give you sort of a sense, a lot of states, or not a lot, four or five now, but it's a growing number, don't require you to have any permit whatsoever. So, you know, if you combine already weak gun laws in terms of who can buy a gun with really weak laws about who can carry in public, you can just see how this is a really sort of dangerous trend, that if you don't even need a permit, you just grab your gun and walk off into the streets, and that's totally legal. It starts to become a pretty scary scenario.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I thank you for your time, Mike McLevy, and he is with the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, and I appreciate it, and have a great week.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for the conversation.
Thanks.
Very nicely put. Okay. So, you know, that gives us a little more insight. I've got to take a break, and we'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. Right now, let's check in with KGO Traffic Center and Lee Graham.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by your Northern California Toyota dealers. The biggest jam-ups anywhere in the Bay Area at the moment are in San Francisco. Northbound 101 is getting better, but it's still stop and go from Cesar Chavez to the Skyway. If you stay on 101, you'll be clear past the split. Eastbound 80 hardly moving from 101 to Fremont, but the Bay Bridge is looking great. Santa Clara, construction at 87, now only creating minor slowdowns back to San Tomas Expressway. 92 eastbound, just after 880 in Hayward, please watch out for a garbage can reported to be in the second lane from the left. And Livermore, westbound 580, construction is now causing some stop-and-go traffic between Isabel Avenue and Fallon Road. Toyota's 4th of July sales event is going off with the biggest deals of the summer. Don't miss your chance to get 0% financing on 13 of the most popular Toyotas like Prius, Camry, Corolla, and Tundra. See your Toyota dealer before these deals go up in smoke. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Some exclusions apply. See design consultant for details. Attention homeowners, stop looking for blinds, shade, shutters, curtains, or drapes in a store or online when 3-Day Blinds brings the showroom to you with custom window fashions to fit your budget. Transform a boring room and cut your utility bills with stylish, energy-saving window fashions. Whether you know exactly what you want or not quite sure, we've got the perfect selection, and you can see them right in your own home with a 3-Day Blinds design consultant who will guide you through every step of the way at no cost. Now you can buy window treatments the smart way, straight from the manufacturer. At 3-Day Blinds, we'll help design, measure, and install on your schedule and budget. Window fashion is all we do, and for over 35 years and millions of custom window treatments, we've been the name people trust. Through this special promotion, buy any custom blind, shade, drape, or curtain and get free installation. 3-Day Blinds, we'll come to you. Schedule your free in-home design consultation now. Call 800-298-7108. That's 800-298-7108. 800-298-7108.
Losing weight on your own is tough. You're not a biochemist, and you may not be up on nutrition science. Jumpstart MD's program is based on science, and it's customized to you, so you get real results. Call us at 1-855-JUMPSTART to get started.
For the first time, successful business owners can learn how to reduce their taxes by 20 to 40% by using the same tax strategies used by the wealthiest Americans and large companies. Tune in this Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear the Tax Planning Hour right here on KGO 810.
Ford is taking the EcoBoost Challenge all across America so everyone can test drive America's best-selling brand.
Oh, wow. Ford has really stepped up.
I definitely feel the EcoBoost.
They really kicked the competition's butt on this.
So come get behind the wheel and experience the new Ford lineup for yourself.
Awesome. I wanted to do it again and again and again.
My opinion of Ford has dramatically changed.
Hurry to your local Ford dealer for the EcoBoost Challenge sales event going on now. Best-selling based on 2014 calendar year sales.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All right, following the last conversation, we were talking about concealed carry, and we have some people that want to talk about it, 808-0810, here in the state of California.
It sounds as though our wonderful guest, Mike McLively, may have misspoken about one little thing. We've got Anthony and Katati to weigh in.
Anthony, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Just want to clarify the issuance of a concealed carry permit or a CCW. It's based on where you live. You have to go to your local sheriff's department. And like they said, some sheriffs are very lenient and very open about issuing, and others are very stringent. But once it's issued to you, it's a state document, and you're free to use it in the state of California, except where prohibited by law in certain buildings, et cetera. But it's just because it was given to you in a certain county, it doesn't restrict you to use the CCW, the concealed carry permit, in that county only.
Oh, okay, so you can carry it. And most of these places are municipalities and public buildings. And by the way, a church is one of them, unless express permission is given by the church to carry it in there. At least what I'm looking at. By the way, so I am curious about this. Why do you have one, and what was the process like to get it?
Oh, I don't have one. I just said I've taken classes and look at what the law is for ownership, and I just want to know. There's no incident. When a civilian uses a firearm for self-defense, it's the exact same criterion that law enforcement is allowed to use it. No one is allowed to use it. There's no two sets of rules that the police get to shoot in a certain situation and a civilian doesn't. The rules apply to both civilian and law enforcement.
Oh, wow.
You should never use a firearm unless there's great bodily threat to yourself or to someone else. And all the laws apply to the general public. In fact, the general public uses a firearm in self-defense more often than law enforcement does.
But that would be on their own property, protecting their own family, their home, those
Correct.
Sort of things, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so there would be no need to conceal. So, okay, I thought that you might have applied for the CCW, and I was curious what that whole procedure was like.
Nope, don't feel the need for one.
Okay, that's good news.
Woo.
Yeah.
Me neither.
All right, thank you, sir. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay. That's very interesting because I'm sure it is quite a process to go through, and you have to wonder about the 5,000 people. And by the way, I was telling Heather this. We talked about Texas, but if you look at a lot of other states that allow concealed carry, you know, the fact that the sheriff who ran on, I'm going to let you have your concealed carry in your
give you your Second Amendment right as he sees it in Sacramento. There's 5,169 active permits. Okay. As I said, in San Francisco, there are two. And Mercurimi is giving out no more. He's made that very clear. But I can tell you that other places where you are allowed to conceal carry, that number 5,000 would be way low. You could add another. You could add another zero easily to that. You know, when I'm thinking of other places where there are concealed carry permits allowed in mass, those people use them. They just do. So I don't think that this is going to be something that's going to be happening here in San Francisco proper, not during this administration. Santa Clara, this was interesting because Santa Clara itself, I looked at this, they have 108 active CCWs and 43 pending. So it's really all over the place here. As you mentioned, I think Bakersfield is the other town that you mentioned.
Yeah, I had a lot of requests for CCWs, I believe.
And California is, you know, we do have some of the strictest gun laws in the country. And for some reason, Sacramento has become an oasis, okay? So if you want to tote your gun around in public, that would be the place to go. And I'm we have to look into what's the application like? What do you have to go through?
I had pulled it up. You have to take a shooting class, et cetera,
gun safety and
good moral character, rabba.
And a universal background check, which, by the way, is what our last guest was advocating for, just as the president now and Hillary, everybody's asking Bernie Sanders. It's real interesting to see what the Republican side of this has been. So far, not much.
It's really interesting. I'm so glad we were able to get Mike McLively on the air today because it seems like the whole country is talking about that damn Confederate flag. And I was like, do not, I want to see that flag come down, but don't lose sight of the larger issue. And that is that we need to get guns off American streets. We just do. And so, no, we can't be restrictive enough as far as I'm concerned, but at least if we get universal background checks, it would be something. And I can't believe the NRA continues to fight against this.
Well, we're going to chat about that later on the show, but just BTW, by the way, 83% of Americans in a poll released today by HuffPost and YouGov said that racism still poses a problem. That's up 7 points since last year. Yeah. 65% of us agree that now is the right time to discuss racism across the lines, across party lines. That's encouraging.
That people are willing to sit down and talk.
Yes, that they want to talk about it. Yes. You know, I mean.
And that the president said what he said over the weekend on Mark Maron's podcast.
Right. He used the N-word and some people went crazy. And you'll probably hear it at the top of the hour here. But it was in the context of which he used it, which I thought was appropriate and just fine. He was speaking
professorial,
as
someone said.
That's what I think. All right, let's take a break when we come back. Just for fun, and then we'll get to our really fun guest coming up in the next hour.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Sarah, how do you say her last name?
Oh,
how do you
I was
pronounce
saying
that?
Hepola.
Hepola? All right. She is the author of
the forthcoming Blackout, Remembering Things I Drank to Forget.
You gotta love that.
You can't not. So yeah. She has some great stories and how she, it's a memoir.
Yeah, she quit on the 101st try.
Well, something like that.
Sometimes it takes 100 or so times to stop something naughty. All right, we'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Remember when retirement wasn't such a big worry? You may have been planning for it, but it was so far off in the distance that the thought of it didn't occupy much of your time. Well, if you are now a year or two away from retirement, you know the complexities of making this transition can be daunting. This is Scott Hansen of Hansen McLean Advisors and co-host of Money Matters, heard every Saturday at 4 p.m. here on KGO. The last two decades, our firm has been working with folks as they plan their transition from work to retirement. We use a unique process that focuses on the 7 personal decision points that one must consider as retirement approaches. We look at retirement income needs, cash flow, debt management, investments, taxes, and more, and we make it easy. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com and download your free copy of our ebook, The 7 Personal Decision Points. You'll find this ebook breaks down the complexity of retirement planning into 7 simple steps. Our advisors have both the experience and expertise to help you navigate your way into retirement. So schedule a free consultation with one of our advisors to go through your 7 personal decision points. For more information, simply visit our website, moneymatters.com, or call 888-2-HANSEN.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the Bay Area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Bay Area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Bay Area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-359-5793. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-359-5793. That's 1-800-359-5793.
Berkeley Honda is your destination for the best deals, sales, and incentives on new Honda vehicles in the Bay Area. They have a knowledgeable and friendly staff that's willing to work with you to make sure you're in the car of your dreams and at a great price. Right now,